state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
And we are off into hour number two. Go to towardanarchy.com. Look for July 31st. It's just after 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. In my world, if it's not that in your world, then it's your problem. But it's an easily solved problem. Just click on the episodes button. Look for July 2022. And it will be right there, the 31st. You'll be able to click on it. It'll take you to the links. There's the link there for evolvingthespecies.com to find out more about Dr. Lloyd and Cruising the Epiphany Highway. There's a link there to purchase a book, and you can read ahead. It's okay. There's no penalty for reading ahead in the work that we're going through. And as always, I share a couple of things with you that are fun that you can share with other people that you can take to yourself. It's funny that I talk about the quotes and the collecting of them. I collect them so I don't have to memorize them. That's it. I can just go and look, and I go, oh, that one looks good, and pull it out of there and plug it in. This one I found last night as I was finalizing the page for the show today, and I just have this whole self-defense thing on my mind, and I'm tired of defending myself for having to defend myself. So I have this sort of thought running in the back of my mind, and this came up, a quote from Bodie Sanders. Your enemies have to know that you are a formidable foe and that coming against you will cost them more than their effort is worth. With men of low character, it pays to maintain a reputation of being strong. And it's not real hard. It's not real hard in a world full of alpha males and beta cucks. Our anarchy and meme image that I have for you is really fantastic and something that is really very true. And there may be different layers of cushion and comfortable comfiness for some people, but this image stresses the idea of the sort of many layers between ourselves and what's obscuring the truth, and things like social acceptance and political affiliation, trust in government or religion or pharmaceutical companies, belief that the media doesn't lie, just sort of blissful ignorance. There's my favorite. That's the one I love. That's a thick cushion on my little stack there. Dr. Dean Lloyd and I are talking about the battle of the sexes, and I was just saying just before we lost you there at the end of the hour there, how my wife and I, we're going on 30 years, we're creeping up there, and we've always been a team. And so I don't understand, that's what, when we started to talk about this idea of having this conversation about the battle of the sexes, I immediately think to myself, because it's something that I don't understand. I understand it superficially because I see it all around me. I see other people in their battles and in their relationships, and enough of it that I get what's going on. I'm not a fool or anything, but I don't have my own personal experience with that. Certainly not recently, because my wife and I are always a team. My wife and I are always a team there, Dr. Lloyd. And so it's a little tough for me to understand sometimes that battle of the sexes. But I think you're right in what we've been talking about so far, this idea that it's obvious, it's rooted in nature, and that we're at a point where in history where that's changing with the battle over gender roles and the notion that, you know, the man should be responsible for A and B, or the woman should be responsible for C and D. And that's not the case in my own life. That's not the case in it shouldn't be the case, I think, in life. Again, my wife and I have never, I don't think, you know, we do things separately. One will do this and one will do that, and we'll let the other one do that and be that person, play that role. because we don't want to. They have a better skill set, whatever it is, for whatever reason, we do it. But there's never been anything that we didn't say we work together on this, that we're a team.
Well, okay, this is one I'm very pleased to hear that you've been able to come to an agreement. When it is a team, that's the best situation. Obviously.
Yeah, because we don't have to already know the answers. We don't have to pretend when a child comes to us or there's some a situation in life, whatever it is. There's so many different things it could be. Whatever it is, we just work together. We don't – there's no – the only preconceived idea going into any event – episode in our lives is that we're doing it together.
Well, and that's why I want to make sure that it's understood that the foundation of where these battles come from is where men have looked to the woman to feel through. They're mm-hmm. looking for their emotional
yeah.
body. They look through, and the women, they've used that to manipulate men. Okay, and that's a historical battle, because if it was really about equality, I love using that E equals MC squared, and what is the most missed part of that equation? Energy, right? The mass times the speed of light squared, most famous equation in the world.
Yeah,
it's the equal sign.
Equal.
It's the equal sign. What we want is equality. We want the man and the woman to have their equal say, have their equal awareness. But I require one important thing in any of these discussions, and that is if you're going to be able to discuss anything with me, you have to make sense. And so often it comes up where it's all reactive and it doesn't make mm-hmm. sense, and it's all, well, I feel this way and you made me do that and you make me feel like this and it's all your fault, and it's reactive, okay? And that's negatively charged emotional feelings in motion, emotional patterns. So if women are able to control the man emotionally, she's not being satisfied. That's not the kind of male that a woman would want. You know, we're talking higher levels here. We're not talking.
Yes,
about,
we're not talking generalities.
Not talking, we're talking. But it really does come down to it being about control. Who's going to control? You know, I won't blow your cover if you don't blow mine. You know, don't show me where I'm not emotionally satisfied or emotionally insecure, and I won't tell you about yours, and we'll just have this bartering system, you know, throughout the whole rest of life.
And it's a great, fantastic way to do it if you can come to that realization. I laugh because it's funny. I just watched this movie last night called Pawn Shop Chronicles, and it's a free on Tubi. Tubi's one of these free apps for your smart TV, or you can log into the website, I suppose. I don't know. Most of these you can't. You just log into a website from computer and you watch all these free. It's like traditional TV, except it comes over your computer now. It's supported with commercials and stuff. And I just happened to be watching this show. The wife and I were looking for something we hadn't seen before, and it had all these people in it. Vincent D'Onofrio and Matt Dillon and Elijah Wood and Paul Walker, so obviously it's a few years old at least, because Paul Walker's dead. Brendan Fraser, Norman Reedus, the guy from The Walking Dead that everybody loves, or used to before that show fell out of favor about 4 or 5 years ago. I just was watching this show, and it was funny because it's one of these. It's called Pawn Shop Chronicles, so it's these all various little tales about people sort of coming through and their lives be intertwined through the some things being pawned in the pawn shop and the people that are in the pawn shop and things like that. And one of the things is an Elvis character played by Brendan Fraser that is having relationship problems, and they have this little argument, and it's about what she has that he doesn't, and that's that one particular physical thing that she has that he doesn't. And in the reels at the end, in the bloopers at the end, they go, he gets, you know, has a little shot back at her about something he has that she'll never have, and it's something about his fame or something like that. But then they go through at the end and they show all these different things where he goes through this list of just goofy and ridiculous things as they keep trying over and over again to find this one thing and make this scene funny. And it's just it is just that. It's exactly what you're talking about here. Well, I have this and you have that, and this, it's this interesting trade-off, and it just made me laugh when you started to talk about it.
Yeah, you're talking about psychological one-upsmanship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I got what you don't have, but that's not intelligent. We're needing a psychological upgrade, Michael, and it's overdue. We have the means of breaking this cycle, and I can tell you right now that the greatest of all battlegrounds comes within the self. And I'd like to read from the book here, Cruising the Epiphany, Iowa. This is volume 2. And he has a section here called The Greatest Background. Most people are at war inside of themselves between what they feel and what they think. For instance, you wouldn't get up on a beautiful day and say, I'm going to spend my day aggravating, frustrating, torturing, and picking on myself. You wouldn't consciously choose to make your life a living misery, but more often than you'd like, more than once is too often, you do that to yourself. Since you don't consciously choose to do that, but you're the one who is doing that, then you have a subconscious part of your mind irrationally fighting the more consciously rational part of your mind.
Yeah.
In attempting to resolve this, you fill in the difference with rationalizations. It's like you're constantly taking a sort of internal inventory. It's not that I'm not basically a happy person. It's just that if I didn't have to put up with this, and I could get more of that, and if he'd be more like this, or if she wouldn't act like that, whatever. Well, then my happiness would come shining through. What you're doing is rationalizing. Who you've been rationalizing to are all those negative feelings you have, which suggest that no matter how much sense you make, you still don't feel comfortable yourself. That is so huge. I can't tell
you
how important, because feelings are irrational, illogical, and they don't make sense. They're part of our internal ability, our internal program, our survival program, okay, and who we identify ourselves as. And this is why we have to break the cycle of fighting. And it's like I said, it's long overdue, but we have to have ways of recognizing where the blocks are coming from. In my personal relating, when I'm with women, I tell them I want 99% satisfaction. And 1% we're working on. Okay? That's what I want. That's my goal. But how many people do you know have that kind of relationship? There aren't that many. And I suggest that we'll always be challenged, because what it comes down to is men need women, and women need men. There's no separation of one without the other. That doesn't exist. That's not how we're made. And anybody who tries to convince you otherwise is either lying or they're completely, you know, they're idiots.
Dumb.
You know, that we have to recognize what we're dealing with here.
Yes.
And that they'll emotionally, you know, be charged negatively, you know, in the case of a man, if they do indeed hate women, it's because they hate themselves somehow. You know, a misogynist. And that goes for women, too, if they hate men. And there's always that battle. But we can overcome this. And I can say some pretty audacious things. So I'm going to invite the audience to write Michael in any questions that you have that would challenge me in saying that I've been able to successfully make peace with the battle of the sexes. And I know how that happens, because you have to understand that how a woman sees herself is not how the man sees the woman, and vice versa. Okay? And that means that it has to be excruciatingly honest with yourself and each other to even broach the intimacy topic. Okay? You won't
Say most don't even ever get there, let alone into the depths of it.
That's what and this is going to be future shows that will talk about how you get to intimacy, because you're not going to in any way be able to, if you have these blocks, if these obstacles are in the way, you're never going to reach true. You know, the highest places you can move into on this planet are that male-female connection. I know that it's been proven to reverse themselves, you know, where the male and the male, women, but that I'm talking about the fundamental, how we were brought up, how we were, you know, seeing how others reacted. We found faults with these relationships because we didn't find them, unless you had a very rare exception, to be truly harmonious.
Right.
And that means that in doing that, it becomes a sexual barter system. That's not a healthy system, because barter kills spontaneity. Right? You want to live in a place where you can just, you know, move in and out of spaces at will. At least I'd hope you'd want to. You know, you have your responsibilities in life, but what if you had the ability to pick it up, put it down where you wanted, move in and out, and understand what was required? Yeah, you got to eat. Yeah, you got to eliminate waste. Yeah, you got to keep yourself clean. Yeah, you got to pay the bills. All these things, but do they run you? If it does, you're not running the show.
Yeah, it's backwards.
It's backwards. It's ass backwards into the future. And it requires this excruciatingly honest place that says, you know, something around being around you makes me uncomfortable. And what is it? Is it me not resolved in something that I'm doing? And that's why I read you that, you know, the most, you know, the biggest battleground is, of course, the one of the self not being connected with the thoughts and the feelings being harmonious together.
Yeah, you rationalizing against feelings, and a lot of those tied so much into social convention that we have that internal struggle, but we have an external struggle for it as well. And if the path to one to the other is not necessarily so clear for people, especially if they're struggling through a relationship at the time, I just can't imagine what it's like to not have been. You see it in people all the time. They've been married 20 years and then their relationship falls apart. How they've not grown together but separately at the same time over those 20 years. It's the weirdest thing to me. I don't understand it. And I know that there's reason for it in some cases, but I think in most cases that it comes down to simply not wanting to be involved with each other on that ultimate level that we were just saying, that they just never get to that total intimacy level that most people never get to in their relationships.
Well, then it comes back to this control issue. You know, am I going to control you the way I know how to get what I want?
Mm.
You know, and that's the barter thing. And it comes down to this, you've heard the term and you've used it yourself, is cognitive dissonance, having two beliefs that are contrary, completely opposite. And what that is the feelings and the thoughts are not, this is 37, now I'm going 38 years of being in practice here, Michael. And I always run into, it's so rare that I have somebody who feels and thinks the same way, you know, in things. that they're aligned, so emotionally balanced that they're self-actualized. You know, they can move in and out of spaces and knowing what they're consciously aware of. It's the subconscious that's running the show. And that's why these fears have caused us to get into the spiral of, you know, diminishing returns, right? Mm. You know, our government is completely ass backwards. They're completely out of their, they don't know what they're doing, except that they just want power, and they'll do anything to get it.
They just have to keep going, because eventually they're going to get it right.
Well, they don't have the tools that break that pattern. If I had my...
No.
If I was put in any of the hierarchy of these government officials, I would show them where they're causing themselves harm and everybody else. You don't have to. Look, if you want to have the three houses and, you know, the two vacation houses, your main house, you want to have 15 cars, I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is you destroying everything around you getting it.
Yeah.
And what has happened is that, and look, if you're in a relationship, you're there and you're having, you know, sex or intimacy, and you're doing that for yourself. But the greatest participation is giving.
Mm.
And you are realizing when you do have something to give that it becomes, the chains come off. You know, your guard is down. You don't feel inhibited by, oh, well, if you touch me this way, then I'll touch you that way, you know?
And let me clue some of the people in that are listening to this right now. You are not doing this. While my wife and I work together as a team, we're not in the same space at the same time in those terms. And most relationships, most people aren't either, and you have to wait. You have to wait for the other one to get to your level on this thing or that thing or the other thing. You have to be willing to wait and put in the, if you're talking about the sexual aspect of it all, sort of quite literally, you have to put in your time until they're in that same space with you. You may find more sexual interest, here we go, this is a way to say, in your partner than they find you at the time. But if you stick with it and you work together and you keep showing that interest, they come along, they get there, and you will eventually be on the same page together. The important part of getting to that point is that journey, is that being together and making sure that you're working toward that, and that that anybody who's behind or ahead in the relationship isn't expecting too much out of the other one and is willing to wait.
Well, you're saying working toward that. They may not come to that level.
They may never.
You know, or a level that you can both see compatibility, right? But what you are working towards is not falling in love; it's rising in love.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
You know, I'm not. I don't fall in anything. if you want to talk about making things better, I'm all ears. You know, just show me a better way. But this is where it becomes the very clear direction. Look, if you're in something to experiment, see where it takes you, I see that being completely valid. But if you're just repeating the same thing over and over, then you're causing a problem.
That's insanity.
Not helping them either.
No, you're not. You know? You're not doing anybody any favors in that. You're really totally damaging yourself at your core when you do that. And I don't think people realize how bad it is. I was talking about it, I think last week, I was talking about this idea of how we let these little things build up and how we have to let go of these little things. And it's funny because I have this article. I didn't share it this week because it just came up last night, but it is another article that reaffirms that same notion, and how does letting go of the things that don't serve us, because how ingrained we are in our thoughts and our feelings, the stories, the ideas, the religions, the politics, all of these things that we have that are sort of really deep embedded in our understanding of what shaped our parents, what should politically and socially shape us as we go forward, and how we're supposed to interact with the other people around us in this current society as it is. All of these things, these are all little itty bitty little pieces of a heavier weight that we let build up on us. And just I use the example of having like a secret government file or something that you're not supposed to have on one of these little things that's smaller than sort of a fingernail, you know, on your pinky, and it's sitting there in your home or on your desk or something. You have this, or it's hidden in a safe deposit box or wherever it is, but it's this itty bitty little thing. Well, think of about a million of those and how we let those things build up in ourselves and on ourselves, and finding the space. I think this is probably the place where people don't ever, when they're unable to cross over, is that realization that it's okay to have a feeling, and it's okay to not express that feeling, and to use the logical approach instead of the feeling, and still come out with a heart. You can have the feeling, you can be the way you have to be emotionally and lovingly to someone or in a situation, and still use the logical approach to solving problems or resolving conflicts within that. And that's, I think that's a point that most people don't ever come to within themselves, let alone inside their relationships. Did we lose you again? Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about. The new phone connection going on there. If it's a like an IP phone or something like that, I could see that happening. Issues like that. I don't know. He was talking about it. He just mentioned it in passing, something about a new phone and what he was dealing with there on his end. So who knows? Not important. Except for that it's extremely distracting when you're in the middle of a conversation and they sort of pop out and drop out, and then you have to repeat yourself and let alone try to remember. And we know me, I'm constantly moving forward in the conversation, and I hope that I'm always coming back and tying back thoughts. But to keep the conversation going, you can't always go back and tie up every single thought that you have. You would not believe how hard that is on me. For it, this being a passion, an artistic piece, whatever, a presentation of me and my world and my ideas, it gets me when I have a thought and I want to express it and I want to analyze it and I want to tie it together with these other loose thoughts that are so closely related, but then you sort of you tangent and you end up forgetting the main point, or you don't come back to it. And every time I do that, it's just like a knife in the heart. Or maybe in the brain. Maybe sometimes it's in the heart if it's a really important emotional sort of and intelligent position or response or idea that I'm trying to get across, it can definitely hit the heart. But otherwise, it just hits that brain and oh God, why didn't you finish that point? It was such a good point. Why didn't you ever come back around to that to finish that off? And it can happen so easily, because I've talked about before how there's a perfect meme for it. It's Charlie from Everything's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Some people are going to know what I'm talking about, some won't. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a show, and there's Charlie Day plays a character on the show named Charlie, and there's one particular scene that's become a meme, and it's Charlie sort of trying to solve a mystery, a problem, and there's all these pictures and articles and things pinned up on it. You've seen it before, the idea. It's a trope in movies, particularly detective mystery type things, where somebody puts up that board and they have all this chaos and they're trying to tie it all together. Well, that's my entire reality, trying to tie it all together. We'll come back and we'll get Dr. Dean Lloyd back in here.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Let's go!
Dealing with a little tech thing, and all I can say about it is I'm glad it's not me. It's not my problem for once, because the last couple times, it doesn't happen very often at all. I've been doing this for almost 4 years now and going through this. There's only been a couple of times where we really had any problem keeping connected with anybody or anything like that. We had problems with cell phones, but that's different. That's poor choice on the part of the everybody involved, I guess, letting it go on a cell phone conversation. But I'm just glad it's not me, because it's been a nightmare, really, on my end. I've got a dozen things that I'm trying to do. I have a million different things. If I'm going to exaggerate, let me exaggerate properly with good grammar and really exaggerate. I have a million things that I'm doing, and the technology thing just puts the kibosh on it so many times, because I use the technology to do a lot of the stuff that I do. All of these things that I've been working on, that I work on from week to week, it's just for the website, updating the website and things like that, I'll rely on my computer being up and running properly. And with the solid state drive dying on me, which I can't recover, it's not a case thing. It's not a powered case in any way. I didn't think it was. I was hoping. But you never know until you open the thing up, necessarily. And so I don't know if I'll be able to recover it or not. And it doesn't matter, because I didn't lose any data, as I said, anyway. I just have to ultimately replace the drive. But that was just one of a number of things that had come up just over the last few weeks that has sort of just kind of gotten in the way of my ability to really keep up on a bunch of things. And I manage the website, this website, the towardanarchy.com website, and I manage the website for my business, the comic book shop. And I also have committed to do various projects and things for the network and for other, and all of that is just, it's had to take a back seat to me fixing my technology problem at the moment and getting that. And it doesn't seem right. There's still something wonky about it. So I don't know if maybe I have something weird going on in memory or with the processor or with the board. It could be any of those things. It could be none of those things. It's technology, and there's a whole bunch of little wires and lines and data lines and just there's a lot. That's what I'm trying to say. There just really is. There's so many things that it could be. It's particularly cascading problems where you see collapse after collapse and crash after crash and things like that. It's not that bad now, but it was there for a minute. And I get frustrated with it, because I know how to make it work and I know how it's supposed to work. And so when it doesn't work, whose fault is this? Because it clearly can't be mine. I'm doing my part right. That's usually true. It's not always true. Not 100% of the time. Are we not able to get Dr. Lloyd back? Is he not, any word on him yet? I know Sam's working hard over there, and it doesn't seem to be something that's on our end, I don't think. I don't know. If it is, we would never tell you anyway. We wouldn't want you to know. We want you to believe we're perfect, that we're infallible, that our word is golden, and that our technology is the greatest. It is, but it's always in change, and there's always something just like my own system here and my own technology and things that I deal with on a daily basis and have for years. As somebody who supported networks in businesses of more than 50 people in a couple of cases. And I've seen it all. And so I have a right to get frustrated with technology, for sure, because there's so many shortcuts and so many stupid things that developers and users on both ends do to make my life a living hell as a person who supports technology. I don't know. I'm finding out. I'll tell you, brother. I just don't know. That's Dr. Lloyd. He's asking, are we getting connected again? I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just talking. That's all I can tell him. I'm just talking, and I just count on things to work. I push the buttons and hope that they work, and when they don't, I hit reset and try to push some more buttons and hope that it's not on my end. And then it becomes just what all of these things are. Troubleshoot, try to track down, try to find, whatever. And that leaves me kind of, but not really, at a loss, because usually Dr. Lloyd hangs out with me for the entire time. So I don't necessarily always have something planned, but I've been building this up for a while. So let's go back to early July. Newsmax, next recession is coming, likely worse than 2008. I could read all of these. Arizona, New York Times, Arizona law bans people from recording police within 8 feet. I guess that's significant, 8 feet. That's really not what I want to talk about. There's a lot of shooting stuff in here because I've been collecting that. But these are the other that I've been collecting for about a month here. Washington Post business section analysis, recession risks rise as Fed faces daunting task. Bill Gates is giving away a bunch of his wealth, about $20 billion supposedly. It will take him off the list of the world's wealthiest people. I don't believe that for a second. There'll be something else going on there. And if it does take, it's not that he won't be extremely wealthy. Don't kid yourself. And it's probably all something he can write off in taxes. Let's see, a whole bunch of assaults and bad cop stuff, but I'm saving all that up for a reason. Here, let's see. What did Magneto say? The bloodthirsty dictators empowered because they appeased American interests. The Nazi scientists they brought home and employed, not to mention the privacy violations, the blackmailing, the drug-induced mind control. Magneto of the X-Men in a comic book I read here recently. I don't even know which issue it was, unfortunately. I just grabbed a screenshot of it real quick. I could figure it out, but it might be in the new Wolverine series, something like that. But they're talking about the CIA. Did you catch what he said? You'd think reading comic books, collecting comic books, is stupid. It's useless. It's a kid's thing. It's a fanboy thing. The bloodthirsty dictators empowered because they appeased American interests? That's his question. Is that what you're trying to say to me? The Nazi scientists they brought home and employed. Is it them? Yeah, we know the CIA did that. And not to mention the privacy violations, the blackmailing, the drug-induced mind control. That's just funny. There's value. There's a lot of value. Let's see. Keep going. Oh, this is nice. This is a good one. Man will absolutely not face charges for defending home with AK-47 style gun, the sheriff says. That's cool. Let's see. Keep going here. Oh, 67 minutes they did nothing and no one is coming to help you arm yourself and train. Inflation is even worse if you measure it the proper way. That's Bloomberg. High inflation leads federal minimum wage to reach lowest value since 1956. That's a report from CNBC. New York Times, the world economy is imperiled by a force hiding in plain sight. I wonder what that force is. Wall Street is warning that the next leg down for stocks is coming shortly as companies and investors realize how much inflation is hitting, which we told you 2 years ago that it was coming. We've been telling you for long. I've been talking about the stagflation that we have finally reached for a number of years now and pointing out the indicators that say we were headed that way. It's just that the last 2 years sped that up through the creation of money, the printing press being rolled out, and the fact that 80% of all dollars ever printed were printed in the last 2 years. That's why we have inflation. That's why the White House is trying to change the definition of inflation, and that's why Wikipedia locked down the page about recession. They're trying to change the definitions of these words of what constitutes inflation and what constitutes a recession. And the fact is that the it's funny to watch. That's what it really is. It's hilarious to watch it, because as I've been watching it for years, they've been doing the same thing years and years and years, and I talk about all the time how they manipulate job reports and things like that from month to month and year to year, and nobody really follows along with it. Nobody really catches it and really keeps up with it. From what they see it as a headline, and they're, most people, if they see it at all, they see it as a headline. They get that positive spin on it, or that media twist that they always have that tries to get you to read more or to believe a particular narrative, and it's usually one of a false sense of security. It's funny because I think a lot of times what we believe in the media to be a coercive or forced act to perpetuate the system itself and the claims of the system end up being an altruistic vision, somebody's altruistic vision of their happy vision of what they think things should be. You know, it's their emotional response to how things are, and so they want to try to shine the best possible light and look at the good thing instead of accepting the failure of the larger system and the manipulation and where it comes from, what it exactly is that it's centered from the authority. Sam, are you? Did we ever have any luck with Dr. Lloyd? Did we get him back? Is it just not going to happen? Just because he keeps texting me, he wants to know what's going on. This could be the start of a dollar doom loop, like any other. And I meant to look what they meant up by that. I mean, a doom loop is fairly obvious, but I want to see if there's something specific. Doom loop, the mighty U.S. dollar is leaving a trail of devastation around the globe. Gold is expected to do really well. This could be start of the dollar doom loop. That was the one that was the headline. This could be the start of the dollar doom loop like no other. The dollar's gain is the world's pain, and based on its current trajectory, the world may be in for a lot more discomfort. Concerns over global. Where is this? This is the Business Standard. Something from Bloomberg, ultimately, so probably just a reprint of somebody else's story. Concerns over global growth have recently sent the Bloomberg Dollar Index to the strongest level on record, with the greenback hitting multi-decade highs against currencies like the euro and the yen. Well, there's somebody else says that if if America gets a cold, the rest of the world has the flu, and that's certainly true in the terms of dollars and what's happening. There's definitely a trickle-down effect to everybody else, but then there's also a strong feedback effect when it comes fully back around. There's been talk about the trade deficit with China and how many dollars they hold, and of course that's in terms of sort of socialists or communists trying to justify communism, not understanding that doesn't exist because of communism, that it exists because of socialism, that it exists because of manipulations. And I'm trying to be kind to the communists in the people who believe communism is communal. Is sort of voluntarily coming together and living in a certain lifestyle, something along the lines of the agorists, when in fact what we are talking about is socialism, manipulation of money and currencies and wealth, the redistribution of wealth to the people at the top, them handling our money, their money, the banker money, before we get it, so that they get the most value of it before it ever comes down to us. It's that's the sort of thing. Let's see, the most risks becoming a self-reinforcing feedback loop, given that the vast majority of cross-border trade is still denominated in dollars, right? That's basically what I was saying. And a stronger U.S. currency has historically translated into a broad hit to the world economy. it's funny. Against the backdrop, because I just capture headlines here. I didn't actually go and read this story, but I did want to look up that that dollar doom loop to see if there was something specific in economics or if they're just using language and I have to accept that language at face value. And that's what I'm seeing. I accepted it at face value. And that's what they mean. Against the backdrop of higher than expected inflation, higher than expected by who? And still elevated commodities prices, that will continue to be the case, that will not go down. The concern is that we're in for a dollar doom loop like never before. This according to John Turek, the founder of the JST Advisors and author of the Cheap Convexity blog. I'm not familiar with him or it. Federal Reserve hiking interest rates at the fastest pace in decades. He says it's much less clear what could break the feedback loop in the next few years. Stop messing with the economy. That's what could break it. Stop pretending that our money isn't centrally controlled, letting the bankers and the government print it to no end. Let's stop doing that, and that will break the feedback loop. Let's stop pretending that that's not what's going on. This guy knows that, and that was something that in the conversation with Dr. Lloyd, this comes up all the time because it almost always happens this way, that there's these people that should know better, do know better, and so you wonder why they say things like this. You wonder if they're just playing it coy, if they're trying to shine that bright light on the best possible facet of it, if they're trying to ignore the political conversation. We can't ignore the political conversation. I'm sorry. If you're ignoring the political conversation when it comes to our economy, then you're ignoring the conversation, because we don't need to have a conversation about us capitalists out here doing and conducting business on a daily basis voluntarily with our neighbors. That's not something we need to have a conversation about. That works. We need to have a conversation about the manipulation of the dollar, the printing presses rolling out, the fact that we get our money from I gathered that. Yes, that's true. That we get our money from a private banking consortium, a gang of criminals and thieves, whether they know it or not, whether they want to try to put a shiny light on the best parts of what they do, and because there's very little that they do. This is what happens. This is why you have to read these things, and you have to understand our political and our social and the everything in between, which would be the messages that deliver from political to social and back and forth through the media. Why you have to be critical of them, why you have to analyze it. If you're going to pay any attention to it at all, you have to give some analysis of it, or at least have some understanding of where it's coming from. And that's not the general dismissive understanding of anything that comes from A source or B source or C source when I only trust X, Y, and Z source. Poetry is kind of beautiful. Let's see. So that was on my list here. A bunch of Indiana mall shooter brought multiple weapons, a bunch of gun stuff. Let's see. U.S. housing market could be headed for meltdown, economist warns. That's through the New York Post. Let's see. Oh, I like that. We were talking about this. The Indiana police say that Good Samaritan, this guy that ignored that stupid sign on the door and carried his own protection and was able to stop a mass shooter, a mass murderer, a killer who cowardly was shooting people like one of those carnival games, like the ducks just sort of lined up. Indiana police said Good Samaritan took out mall shooter in 15 seconds, landed 8 of 10 shots, and the story is somewhere around 30 to 40 yards with a pistol. That's a good shot. And I can believe that it might have been a high point, because at that distance the kick of the firearm takes your shot off target, and to squeeze off that many shots, you better be good, which I understand this guy trained fairly regularly, you must do, certainly with your weapon. It doesn't do any good to train with the weapon you're not using. And so he was well-trained, and I think he had the right firearm for keeping the weight and keeping that dead-on bead. It wouldn't surprise me if the two shots that he did miss were as the guy crumbled in a funny direction. You know, you can't tell which direction he's going to fall or how he's going to fall after he's going down, and you maybe see him start to twist one way, and you're moving in that direction to finish your shots. Because if you have to shoot something, you keep shooting until it's dead. You make sure it's dead, that's for sure. Let's see, it's an Israeli hero shooter. Shoots terrorists during attack, saves a victim's life, apparently. Robbery and gun thefts. New details merge in fireworks argument that killed somebody. A bunch of it just here in Topeka alone. UFO office expands its mission to include transmedium objects. That was a great headline that I saw and went and checked that out. It was from Defense News. That was one that I actually followed up on and made sure that I went and looked at. And the transmedium objects, go look it up. go read that story. Go read about it. It's just more government. It's just funny when you think about it in terms of inflation is bad, but unemployment is far worse. That's the New York Times. That's an opinion piece. About 3 cups of coffee per day could help you live a longer life. That means I'm going to live forever. The world is dying. Alaska's Bristol Bay sockeye salmon run shatters all previous records. Oh, no, they're all dead. They're all, we've fished them out. Let's see, even if the U.S. is in a recession, it's likely to be mild. This is, let's see, what day is this? After everything that I've just read. So this is the 21st. It's from Markets Insider. Even if the U.S. is in a recession, it's likely to be mild, and there's no need to panic over fixable inflation. That's from BlackRock. You know that's a narrative right there, BlackRock. Let's see. No. Two more. Yeah, it's cop after cop violating people. Good Samaritans saving people. Charges dropped against 61-year-old deli worker who fatally stabbed attacker. Charges dismissed against man accused of pointing gun at dad carrying baby at Detroit gas station. There's reasons for all of these. I read that story. And defense is defense. And I don't you have the right to defend yourself, and that's all there is to it. There's no question about it. Oh yeah, let's see. Ugly Kid Joe bassist Cordell Crockett says he was just trying to move when he was arrested for a felony. Cops say he was behind the wheel of a stolen rental van, and apparently he had let his license expire as well. And TMZ called him for a quote on it, and when they got a hold of him, he said, F the police. That was his quote. The van wasn't stolen. It'd been reported stolen. I don't know if there was any more to the story after that. That was another one that I did go and read. San Bernardino officers in unmarked car fatally shoot black man in his back. I've never heard that story before. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll have Dr. Dean Lloyd back, and we will have him finish his conversation with us on the battle of the sexes. I think we got there. We got some pretty good conversation, but I kept making all these points and then he'd go away and I never got to hear his thoughts back on him. We'll be back next week. Until then, you take care. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.